Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Today we're bringing you a special series from our men's dinner held bi-monthly on Thursdays. Check out our website for more details, www.tawcmm.com. Today's episode will be with Bishop Larry Jackson.
Pray. Father, thank you for tonight.
Father, thank you for tonight.
You are our leader, you are our conductor.
You are our leader and our conductor.
Lord, we just pray for unity among all these men.
Lord, we pray for unity among all these men.
We pray for unity in their homes.
We pray for unity in their homes.
We thank you for the representation of all these homes.
We thank you for the representation of all these homes, Lord.
And Father, we are lacking unity
in
this country.
And we're lacking unity in this country, Lord.
And Father, we want you to step
in. We want you to step in.
And become our conductor.
Become our conductor.
Break our hearts, Father.
Break our hearts, Father.
So that we think about the other person.
So we think about the other person.
Instead of ourselves.
Instead of ourselves.
Let us be the one that takes care of our brothers.
Let us be the one to take care of our brothers.
Lord, let there not be any walls.
Lord, let there not be any walls.
A race.
A race.
Denomination.
Denomination.
Father, we thank you for all these
Lord, things. We thank you for all these things.
In your son's precious name.
In your son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know what did not happen to me when I'm doing that? My mind never wandered.
No distractions.
My mind didn't go anywhere else but what he was praying. And I don't have to say that out of my mouth. I pray that in my head with him. As he's praying it, I'm saying what he's saying. Because Hathamadan means to say the same thing. Bucks in six. And so when he's praying what he's praying, I'm praying it too. And in your home, if you get your wife to pray what you're praying, and then you pray what she's praying, you're in one accord. Two are now in one accord. Because we didn't say anything different than, I won't wait for you to finish so I could pray. This ain't no competing time.
Amen.
This is a unified time.
Yes, sir.
So honey, whatever you're praying, I'm praying. I'm praying it in my head. Now, I have done exactly what I did with Roy with my wife. As she was praying, I prayed softer. I went praying, I prayed softer. I come out. Father, we bless you for our children. Father, we ask you that you would keep them safe. Father, we ask you to keep them safe. Again, no distraction. No other thing comes in my mind at all except waiting for what she's going to say out of her mouth so that I can say it to the Lord as well. And she does the same with me. One accord. Don't have to be long. Power, man. Power will just show up in your house. Go, wow. Wow. And that's English. Not even talking about praying in the spirit, so we ain't even going there. But that's England. Lord, that's my prayer. That's telling me I'm supposed to pray right now. 8 o'clock. So, are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you tracking?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can I share one more music analogy I heard?
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 27, I think it is.
Yes.
Iron sharpens iron, one man and one brother sharpens.
Yeah.
There's another key
in music.
B sharp.
B sharp, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. B sharp.
B sharp.
Or B flat?
B sharp.
Don't forget to be natural.
You'll be natural. So my time, again, I'm conscious on time. I don't want to rush this. But in Ephesians 4, verse 11, go jump down there real quick, is where when we talk about this verse, hey, Pastor, when we talk about this verse, verse 11 is usually where we run to in this chapter. And what does that say? I've given some what?
Apostles,
prophets,
evangelists,
pastors,
teachers.
For what?
To
For the perfecting of the saints, for the
work
of the ministry. Till they all do what?
Edifying the body of Christ.
Edifying of what?
The body of Christ.
Of what? The body of Christ. And then what's the next part?
Till
we all come into the what?
Unity.
Unity. Now, by the way, so again, this is for homework. Please read the chapter. The entire chapter is talking about unity. The entire chapter, from verse 1 all the way through, is talking about unity. The church coming into a unified place. And he says, the way that we're going to, that God ensures that it's going to happen, he's going to use the fivefold. The hand represents the fivefold ministry. The thumb is the apostle. And the thumb represents the apostle because the apostle can touch perfectly every other gift. Did y'all get it?
Amen.
Amen? So the apostle can touch every other gift. Well, the pointer is the prophet because it's pointing out sin.
Yes.
And pointing direction.
Amen.
Okay. The long finger is the evangelist, because if I touch you like that, which that long finger touches you first, so it's the evangelist. The pastor is a ring finger because he's married to the church.
Yes.
And this fits in the ear perfectly is the teacher.
Yes.
But they're all part of the
body.
Yes?
The hand.
All of these fingers and thumb, right? Four fingers, one thumb, right?
Right.
You don't have five fingers. You actually have eight. You have eight fingers and two thumbs. Is that right?
That's right.
A thumb is not a finger. Did you? Okay, huh?
Opposable.
Okay, that's right, because it can do that. No other one can do that, right? Everybody, y'all with me? So it's a part of the hand, which is a part of the body. Everybody with me? You made these people too important.
Amen.
They are part of the
body.
God says to honor them. God gives you the right to honor them and take care of them. That's all right, and follow their leadership. He says, do so that they will not have to do it with some pain. They should not look over your soul in agony. You should make it a joy for them to do that from this position that God has placed them in. But you made them too much.
Amen.
Their job is not to be standouts. You can't take the thumb off. It's supposed to be to minister to the body so that the body can be unified. We made them superstars. I'm one of they. That's why I can talk about it. I have national, international platform. That's why I can talk about it. Because I see them and I know how they act. They think they are more than they are. They don't see themselves as servants to the body. They see themselves as being served by the body.
Come on, Bishop.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Their job is to bring you into perfection, to unity. He says, then you won't be tossed by every wind of doctrine. You're not going to be tossed by every wind of doctrine. You're not going to be tossed to and fro by the stuff that comes. You will not be moved. Why? Because you're in unity with one another and the body of Christ. You're not going to be moved by the stuff you see, because they help you get there. And they will be honored even more when they help you get there than if they try to be these superstars that want to stand on platforms themselves and be honored.
Amen.
They don't like me sometimes when I say stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
Is that making any sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so watch. So God, yeah.
you know, sometimes I'm amazed at, and I shouldn't be amazed at it at all. I should just be excited by it. So, but sometimes I still be amazed at God, how He just gives you stuff that would help you advance the kingdom. And one of the places He gave me to advance the kingdom is through men. And the truth of the matter is, you are the linchpin to the change of America and any nation. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
And that's why hell hates you.
That's right.
Hates you.
Yeah.
Because you have the ability to influence.
Amen.
And that's why we go with that statistic. If a man come to church first, he has a 95% chance to bring his whole family. If the wife come first, only 17% chance of bringing the whole family. Why? Because you're the influencer.
That's right.
You're the influencer. Not only do you bring your whole family, you bring your friends.
That's right.
You will influence your friends to follow you, and their family will maybe follow them. So, Jesus is somewhat brilliant. Did y'all know that?
Amen.
Amen.
He is somewhat brilliant, man. And God is, period. So throughout the Bible, God used the number, man, and it goes all the way through to Revelation. He used the number 12. The number 12 is the number for governments. Okay? It's amazing too. And Jesus, we not only have 12 tribes, we got 12 disciples, we got 12 gates, New Jerusalem, we got 12 foundations. It's 12, 12, 12, 12. We got all these 12. And God told me, He says, if you could get men to find 12 men, you'd change the world.
That's right.
Because I did. And that, isn't that interesting? If you can find men that could find 12 men, they'd change the world. Because I did. So, wow. To your point, need some of these younger guys in the house? Well, invite them to be a part of your team. Not come to your church.
Amen.
Be part of your team so you can spread the message that you're receiving from heaven on Sunday or Thursday or Wednesday or early morning men's meeting or every other month meeting. Whatever message you want to spread to your group, you got 12 guys that you're influencing. And how do you do that? All you do is just go to eat together. Men, didn't y'all eat together? That's how we got y'all here. That ain't by mistake. If we feed you, you come.
Amen.
All you do is feed them. All you do is set it up, go out to dinner, go out to lunch, talk to men. Men need somebody to talk to.
Amen.
If you find 12, by the way, how many we had in here? About 50? What's 50 times 12? 600? So we represent, if we all went to find our 12, we represent 600 men right now.
Amen.
So we're going to have a meeting in January. That's not a problem. We got 600 men. With wives who married, or girlfriends who want to be married. Hello? So I we're 1,200. How about that?
Amen.
I just gave you a plan that if you decided in one accord to make it happen, if you make the decision, if you don't tell me you can't, if you take in the mindset, it can happen and we're going to get it done. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, this community is affected positively. Oh my Lord. I just gave you 1,200 people that you just affected, and everybody ain't here tonight.
Amen.
We are recording this, right?
Yep.
So somebody else can look at the recording and say, okay, look, wow, I'm in. First thing you got to do is sit down and write out a list.
That's all you got to do. It's just that simple.
Amen.
Write out 12 guys that I want to reach. Probably got to write 20 because 8 of them ain't going to come. Okay? Mm-hmm. Right? But again, you know them anyway. They don't all have to be Christian.
Amen.
Oh. But men need somebody to talk to. There's stuff going on with them.
That's right.
Ain't I nobody to talk to? They're loners. I was just in Fayetteville, and one of our guys, one of our team members, a part of Frontliners, he was out with his church at Cracker Barrel. I took a picture of him. I said, "This is it right here." It was 8 of them that morning at Cracker Barrel. Great. They had eaten. They sat there and talked for a long while, because they ate through my old meal. And I said, look at this. That's exactly what you need. I listened to their conversation over to the side. Man, they were sharing their hearts and all that kind of stuff. You're there for the wisdom of heaven to help them. Come on. You can start with Christians if you want to, but I'm telling you, there are men that need help, man.
Right.
They don't know how to get through this stuff. And by the way, it's about to get worse.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you were by mistake, you ain't been checking it. It's about to get worse.
Yes, sir.
This thing ain't about to get better. It's about to get worse.
Yes, sir.
And so who's going to give them the answers? Us. We already have it. But we can't keep it to ourselves. So I'm excited about you, because I believe that if you listen to just a little bit of what I've talked about tonight, and you would decide to do that, we're calling this thing in January the intensive. Because it's gonna be intense. But we're gonna get you even trained further. Your the women in your life gonna love it. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be some good stuff. Just Lee by himself is good. Amen?
Yeah.
But we need you. And if you do what we're talking about, we got 1,000, 1,200,
yes.
1,500 people.
Yes.
Make a dent, man. Make a dent. See, out of this room, I believe we could win all of this region. This entire region. That's why I love the present. The present is phenomenal. But I just gave you something. That when the people get on stage and pray, you're not there with your head bowed listening to what they pray. You're going to pray it with them.
That's right.
What does that look like? Mm-hmm. That everybody in the room, we're praying that prayer. Whatever you pray is what we're praying. We're not letting up. We're connected. And we're fighting to stay connected. Jesus. Start this. Start trying it. Come on, man of God. Start trying this on Sunday as people are praying. You start praying with them. Pray what they're praying.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, everybody stand up. And I want everybody to pair up just real quick. I'm going to take you through something back in 2 minutes here. Not too worried about it. Face somebody. Pair up with someone. I want you to look at that man beside that man. I want you to repeat after me first softly, and then it'll start ramp up just a little bit. God put this on us a few weeks ago as a song we listened to. Look at the guy in front of you and say, If you fall, we fall.
We fall.
If you rise, we rise. If you fall, look at me now. We fall. If you rise, we rise. Now, amp it up a little bit. If you fall, we fall. If you rise, we rise. If you fall, we fall. If you rise, we rise.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
See how that? start to feel the emotion.
Right.
You believe what that man's telling you, don't you?
Yes. That was hard. Yes.
That's what this group's about.
Yes.
Amen. Guys, thank you so much for being here tonight. For those of you who are up for it, we'll be back in here in the morning for breakfast. This is the way it worked out. 6:30 breakfast. We'll have biscuits tomorrow. It's our fifth Friday. Unfortunately, it was one of those months where it all hit that way. I will be here tomorrow. Yes. Hey guys, let's close in prayer real quick. We'll take 30 seconds. One of the guys just carved it out about procrastination. Y'all recognize we're in a spiritual warfare. So procrastination is one of those spirits. Doubt is one of those spirits. Anger is one of those spirits. Let's just pray it out right now. It's a great thought. Father God, we just bind up any barriers tonight that will take us from off our path and off our mission, Lord, specifically procrastination. Lord, we just ask that you get us off the sidelines and we start stepping towards you so you can use us the way that you need to use us. If we're sitting on the sidelines, Father, we're not in the game. We're just asking that you start moving every man here tonight, young, old, doesn't matter. Whatever age, if we're still here, you've still got a plan, as we always talk about. We give this to you tonight. Be with all these men. Give them safe travels home tonight. God, we thank you for them, their hearts. And all the men said,
Amen. Did you practice?
Yeah.
Praying with him.
You can watch this message in its entirety on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TAWCMM.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.